have not tried to influence him, because it's a hard call to make to actually take over a district. And but it's very obvious there's some serious problems with JPS. And I think the future of the city of Jackson rests in what happens with the school district. As we look around the state of Mississippi, you look at any area where there's actually a vibrant school system that's performing, you will see a strong economy, you'll see growth going on, you see families moving into that area because they can receive a good education. You have right, the opposite has happened in the city of Jackson. The district has not performed very well, obviously, and of course the final numbers will be for public consumption tomorrow, and we're waiting with bated breath, if you will, for those final numbers that every district in the state is. But the city of Jackson, because it's the second largest district in the state, is the one that, and they're already in the crosshairs, if you will. There will be a lot of discussion about them tomorrow, I believe, in the board